Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. I wonder how you will enter your sports ground today. Maybe you'll enter the changing room with nerves, walk onto the court with excitement, or wish you weren't striding onto the track at all. Well, Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5 tell us how and why we should come into the presence of God as we compete for his glory this game day. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. There are two remarkable things for us here. The first is that we can enter the gates of a holy God to come into his presence. A basketballer earns the right to be on the basketball court because they're good enough to play. But we have no right to be in the courts of a holy God. And yet, we may enter freely, because Jesus Christ has bought our access at the price of his death. God's people in the days of Psalm 100 entered a physical temple. But God's dwelling is now in us. What a privilege to know God's presence today. And secondly, how do we come into his presence? Not in shame or guilt or fear at our unworthiness, but with thanksgiving and praise. That is true at all times for the Christian, and it is true as you compete this game day. You can play with thanksgiving for the God who has given you access to him in his throne room. And you can praise him as you play for his glory. And verse 5 goes on to show us why the Lord is so worthy of our thanksgiving and our praise. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. The Lord our God is good, loving, and faithful. He is good. We see his goodness and his mercy, grace, and the gifts he gives to his people. That includes the good gift of sport and the bodies to enjoy sport in relationship with others, as those made free in Jesus. God is good. And he is loving, with an enduring love. His love endures forever. The love of God for us is supremely demonstrated in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so we compete this game day not to earn God's love, but as those whom he has loved and does love. God is love. And he is faithful. His faithfulness continues through all generations. However things go this game day, the Lord our God will not change. He is good, and he loves you, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Sport can often feel precarious. You can be dropped, injured, nearing retirement. But God is faithful and unchanging, and he will use and grow you in the ups and downs and changing seasons of sport for your good and his glory. He loves you and will keep you and will use you and hold you in Christ. God is faithful. Heavenly Father, thank you that you are good and that your love endures forever and that you are faithful to your promises at all times. Please assure me of your goodness, love, and faithfulness so that I may play in your presence with praise and thanksgiving this game day. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.